The as you can imagine, the chat just went ham with your, that's a good pun by me, about sandwiches. People love to talk about sandwiches.
The chat just went capicola.
That's right.
On us.
You asked what the best chain is, and people are weighing in like crazy in there.
It's funny because I remember the first time I went to like Subway in the late 80s, and it was like, oh my God, this is good.
It was like, we used to go there in high school after baseball practice. It was like you died and went to heaven. I mean, you get like a steak sandwich. You're like, I've reached the pinnacle.
And then Submarina came around. I go, oh, Subway's trash. I'm Submarina for life. And then Jersey Mike's came around. I'm going, oh, the juice? This is so much better. I mean, what sub sandwich innovations are still to come in our lifetime that we don't even know about
yet? Yeah, my kids love Jersey Mike's now. In 10 years, they're going to be like, oh, God, remember we used to go to Jersey Mike's all the time? I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm a board and brew guy. We got a new one right by my house, which is great. I've been there a couple times already. Sandwiches are delicious.
I love sandwiches.
But they're, you know, if you can find a local spot, it's always better than going with the chain. Sure. I always want to support local businesses.
You like sandwiches out there?
Settle down over there, pandering right now. Bryce Harper over
there. Eno likes sandwiches out there. It's his baseball and sandwiches. That's his content right there.
I don't like a hot sandwich for the most part. Like, if I'm going to get a turkey sandwich, I don't want it hot. That's why I like Firehouse and stuff. I'm like, eh.
I also like Ike's. I've never really gotten into Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Firehouse, I've never gotten into that one.
We had Jimmy John's in Chicago, and you're in Chicago. There's a million places to eat that are better than Jimmy John's. It's a good hangover remedy, Jimmy John's. But it's the quality's kind of gone downhill over the last few years. We'll eat it in Arizona from time to time when we go out there for fantasy camp.
What's the one we go to you like? McAllister's.
McAllister's
right by the Peoria Sports Complex. That one was pretty good.
Delicious.
I got everything.
Yeah, they got good everything. Yeah.
Salads are great. Sweet potatoes, chili.
Board and Brew is really good.
Board and Brew is great.
I like local style. I like the sauce, but it stays with me for like 2 weeks.
It's a good thing.
All right.
It's a good thing.
No French kissing at my house after Board and Brew. French kissing in my house anyway, but you know what I mean? I'm definitely not getting any French kissing after Board and Brew.
You know, we were having a discussion earlier about offensive numbers, and they are down around baseball.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was just looking at, there were 5 shutouts. Doesn't that seem like a lot for one day?
That just blew my mind, yes.
Dodgers 8, D-backs nothing. Cubs 1, Mets nothing. A's 4, Pirates nothing. Yankees 2, Orioles nothing. Nationals 1, Rangers nothing. And it's not like all aces of the staff that are just throwing good numbers. The best pitchers in baseball are kind of a surprise this year. Like, Seth Lugo's been fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Zach Wheeler, you expect he pitched yesterday a 2-1 win, Phillies over the Angels. Shota Imanaga.
He's incredible.
Has been incredible. He improved to 5-0, 0.68 ERA.
I got him in like the 7th round of my draft. He's my ace.
Guess who he faces in his next start?
San Diego Padres.
Yu Darvish and the San Diego Padres. I believe Monday's lined up to have those two guys going up against each other. That one will get some attention globally when Darvish and Imanaga go up against each other as the Padres go to Wrigley Field for the second half of this upcoming road trip, Arizona and north side of Chicago.
Not to change the subject.
Please, change the subject.
But somebody, Kyle in the chat said, well, don't go to Earl of Sandwich. They're only hot sandwiches. Son of a...
Only hot sandwiches. Yeah.
I don't like hot... Do you guys like hot
turkey
sandwich?
You like a hot sandwich out there?
Yeah. Do you?
Toasted?
Of course. I don't do that.
I wouldn't want to only ever eat hot sandwiches the rest of my life, but...
I like a cheesesteak. That's a hot sandwich. That's delicious. But I don't like hot turkey and cheese. Melted cheese. I don't want it.
Delicious. You don't like a good tuna melt or a...
I don't like tuna.
I told you, don't ever say tuna melt on the air again. I'm begging you. It's like should be one of the dirty words from the FCC. Tuna melt. You put cheese on it.
I do.
You're repulsive. It's so repulsive. Not you.
Garden State bagels. Bagel, tuna, onion, tomato, cheddar cheese. It is delicious.
Hot meatball sub, delicious. But yeah, if I'm going to get a turkey, like a turkey club, I don't want it. Hot. I don't want hot meat.
You know, they had to cook it at some point, right?
I know, I just don't want it. Hot roast beef. I'm out. I'm out. All right, so Earl of Sandwich, I'm crossing it off my list. Right. Yeah, I know you wanted to talk offensive numbers, but
no, I had to go. We're going to get to some Rindle Report right now.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All
right. I just found out Woods doesn't even like a French dip.
No
hot sandwiches at all. Cheesesteak?
Just cheesesteak.
Yeah. Okay.
And meatball.
By the way, speaking of French dip, good luck to my parents who are on their way to France right now.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to Paris.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
On their way to the airport. My son is taking them, and I hope they have a good time on their trip.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
To Paris.
Your dad's going to get so much action in Paris. That he is. I'm telling you, it's a romantic city.
Is it?
Yes. Your dad right now.
They're doing a cruise on the Seine River.
Yeah. And tell my wife we're going to be going to Paris soon.
I am so...
It's the city of light. It's the city of romance. City,
I mean, have they been before?
No.
Oh, my God.
Think so.
Bon voyage.
I'm so jealous. It's just the best city in the world. There's nothing like Paris. It's unreal.
Can you get a French dip there, though?
Probably. They just call it a dip. So jealous of you guys.
All right, Polly.
All right. We will start off here. We talked about this upcoming video game a little bit over the last few months. EA Sports College Football 25 returning. A lot of people excited. It's been gone away for a long time, and now with NIL and everything.
Real players, real names.
It's back, and Chris Fowler, one of the voices of college football. You see him on game day. He has just finished all of the voice work that goes into this game. He said it was more than 115 hours of talking because...
We've done this story, haven't we?
Well, he's got an update here because he just finally finished. We told you about like when it was all starting. It's been going on for months. And him and Kirk Herbstreit had to get together to do some back and forth banter. Any possible scenario...
Well, like, think about it. Like, the Aztecs have 42 guys competing to be their starting quarterback. So they probably have to do voiceovers for like all of them.
Not just the players though, but every possible scenario. Your quarterback decides to run the ball in the opposite direction for 40 yards and then throw an interception. Like, they have to have any scenario. Ooh. It took so
Sounds
much time
very
and
Aztecs
effort.
Like, actually.
Maybe. Listen to Chris Fowler yesterday put out a video of him wrapping up all of the 115 hours of voice work needed for this video game.
And folks, that's a wrap for my part of the voiceover work for the EA Sports College Football game. I'm told more than 115 hours over about 2 years. It was a wild experience. Kirk and I did some joint recordings on the final session covering some analysis in the booth. If your quarterback throws five interceptions that you continue to call nothing but pass plays, that is analyzed. If your team goes to triple overtime or beyond and it becomes a contest of two-point conversion plays and your defense picks one off and runs it back for a pick two to win the game, that's in the game.
Got it.
Along with
unreal.
A crazy reaction. Got done reading more than 700 player names in the game. It is an incredibly detailed process. I couldn't be more impressed with everyone at EA. Total pros who care so much about the quality and sweat the details. EA is going to release much more information about gameplay, etc. Cover athletes, I know, before the end of the month. So keep an eye out for that. It was a really cool experience. Couldn't be more proud to be part of this stuff. But I'm also glad to have my office back for the first time in a couple of years. I moved all the sound equipment out. Now I can see the walls again, which feels pretty good.
Yeah, he had to just turn his office into a sound studio to record all of that different play-by-play, the names and everything. That's a lot of work that you never really think about.
Don't put Shedeur Sanders on the cover, please.
They're going to. One of them. They have multiple.
I did not read too much into it. I thought I saw something about they're going to be doing regional covers or different a bunch of different types of covers, like a player for each Power 5 conference or something like that. But, yeah, those details will come out later. The video game, I believe, comes out sometime this summer.
You know what's crazy is that they're going to have to just do it again.
Right.
Like, all that work.
Yeah, got to get started
like,
on
next year. Like,
NC26.
It just never ends. It just never, ever ends. This vicious. 2 years, 115 hours. 151 hours. I mean, I need like $1 million bucks. Easily. Like, it needs to be like seven-figure deal to do that. That's
how many hours are in a week? Let's see. 24 times 7, 168. So that would be basically 5 straight days with no sleep, no break.
Just crushing through
going
it.
The whole time to record everything that they needed to record for the game.
He's traveling during football season.
Yeah, it's not like that's working. His only gig.
Right.
Wow.
All right, next up, staying in football here, there has been some dialogue going on about Marvin Harrison Jr., the number 4 overall pick out of Ohio State. He was drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, and I saw that he has not signed the preliminary NFL Players Association licensing agreement. And what that is it's an agreement that most, not all, but most players that are drafted into the NFL, they all sign because it allows their name and likeness to be monetized by the NFL, whether it's jersey sales, Madden video games, we just talked about EA Sports, like any of that stuff has to be agreed upon once you enter the NFL and are drafted.
And then you just get your check in the mail.
And yes, and Marvin Harrison Jr. has not yet signed that. There's a little bit of a standoff. And I saw this clip from Pat McAfee, who, you know, love him or hate him, the guy's been through the process. Yeah. He played in the NFL, and he knows his stuff. He did a little bit of digging. I pulled about a minute here. It's actually not... It has nothing to do with the NFL itself. It's actually about Fanatics.
I guess there was an offer made to Marvin Harrison Jr. whenever he was a sophomore in college, which has happened to a lot of guys, where if you sign it for a card deal, an autograph deal, it's for 4 years. So it goes all the way into like your second year in the NFL. Marvin Harrison, who doesn't need the money, said, we're not taking that deal. We're not signing that deal. So allegedly what's been happening behind the scenes is a potential tiff or beef between Fanatics and the Marvin Harrison camp. Now, can that be settled? We hope so. But what Marvin Harrison Jr.'s camp is saying, my price as a sophomore in high school is nowhere near the same as a rookie in the NFL or a second year in the NFL. And although a lot of other college student athletes are taking this deal, we did not take this deal. So the holdup with the NFLPA deal is actually a holdup with a Fanatics operation that's taking place. And that is kind of being misrepresented, seemingly, in some of the conversations that are happening around it.
So, yes, basically there was that deal that he was offered as a sophomore in college that a lot of guys that could use the money will sign and get your bag, do what you got to do. Now, his dad, Marvin Harrison, he's doing okay financially. He doesn't need that money, and he's looking at it going, I'm going to be a top 5 draft pick, and my value at that point will be much higher.
It's going to be much higher.
All right, but let me make this point. If his name was Marvin Higgins, he doesn't have that name value. His name value is built in because he's named Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, he's also a great player.
He is, but there are a lot of great wide receivers who are drafted in the top, you know, half of the first round every single year. And they don't have that built-in name recognition that he can take advantage of. And I don't begrudge him trading on also his dad's name, which he is doing. It's not just his college career. There are a lot of good college wide receivers that were just as good or better than Marvin Harrison Jr., but they're not named after a Hall of Famer.
But he wasn't drafted because of his name. He's drafted because of how good he is as a player.
But now, Ronnie James, different story.
The other guys who are also really good don't have that built in. I don't know, though, that sometimes when you're a rookie, you just want to put your head down, and you don't necessarily want to stand out from the crowd. Listen. Just take your check like everybody else is. You'll get, if you have a successful career, you'll make plenty of money.
If you're most importantly, he can do what he wants. If you're a Cardinals fan, you're like, here we go again. Here we go again. Can we ever have a normal draft? Can we ever have a normal, like, can anything ever go smoothly? You know, it's kind of like how the Padres...
He's not sitting out or anything.
Right, he's not holding out or anything. But
it just means that he won't be in Madden.
Right.
And you probably won't be able to buy a Marvin Harrison Jr. jersey, at least right away.
One of those things where you go, all right.
But I did find that interesting. It's not him beefing with the NFL or anything. It's just...
I didn't realize that's how that works.
Rafa says, can't wait to use Harry Marvin Jr. in the next Madden.
No, Marvin Higgins, as you say.
Yes.
Very slow, very white.
Finally, a little sportsy here. Well, it involves a former athlete. We'll talk about feet.
Love feet.
For a little bit.
Big feet fan.
Shaq recently, I think was on his podcast, admitted that he spends $1,000 or more on pedicures And a lot of it is in...
Wait, a thousand more on each pedicure or like per month? Or what are we talking about?
No, like each pedicure.
No,
And I think a lot of it is the tip that he leaves because he says he knows his feet are, quote, ugly and stinky.
And they're massive.
Yes.
That's like...
Size 23, what is
it like? That's a 2-3 person job.
My man posted a video of him getting a pedicure. I don't even know if I want to show it on the YouTube.
He's amazing.
It's disgusting. It's so bad. He, he says he spends over $1,000 on pedicures because I know they're big and stinky. They're dirty. They're disgusting. It's just Shaq. Oh, God.
Are you going to play it?
I did.
Why are they painted blue?
You're probably watching on a delay.
Why are they painted? Why are their toenails painted blue?
He talked about how he paints his toenails. He said he started doing this many years ago, and it was a suggestion from his mom. He said he once had a torn toenail, and he was not going to play in that game. So his mom painted the toenail or painted over that red with some toenail paint.
Right, toenail polish.
And he went on to score 40 points that night. Hmm. So he said, you know what?
No,
I'm just
going
to start painting them from now on.
All right, there's the video. Oh.
Oh, now you're seeing it? Yeah. So if you got feet like that, you're going to be dropping some money. You got to leave a nice, generous tip.
I thought mine were bad, but those are definitely worse.
It's yours again.
I got one kind of deadish toenail that's not good.
Let's see.
The second one there.
Oh, yeah. God.
Kind of dead.
What is that?
It's just dead.
Fungus.
No, it's not. It's just, it got ripped off on an accident once, and it never came back the same way.
The rest there, all right.
It's okay. I've never had a manicure or a pedicure. I know you've had a pedicure before.
Love a pedicure.
When was the last time you had a pedicure?
It's been a while. It's been over a year.
You call them petties, or do you pedicure?
Mani-pedi.
Mani-pedi.
I don't care. I bite my nails, so
I do
really
too.
No need to do that.
If you're hating on getting a pedicure and you've never gotten a pedicure...
Then you can't.
Like,
not hating on it.
It's pretty great.
It's really nice.
Feet are ticklish, though. That seems like it's
tough.
They
will tickle you to death in there. I sniggle the whole time I'm in there. I'm like, it's really, really ticklish. I do like feet. People in the chat are surprised. I've said it many times.
Sandwich talk turns into feet talk in our chat.
Like a minor foot fetishist. Minor. Very minor.
I can get on board with that.
But it exists in me.
It's there.
It's there. I will do a glance. Many men will look certain other areas. I will give a cursory look down. Not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if my wife's ever caught me looking at another woman's feet, but she's going to now.
In shoes or out of shoes?
Well, in shoes. Or like in sandals. How am I going to see through their shoes?
I don't know.
She's wearing some New Balance. Well, I bet those are not.
Of course.
Like, we're in San Diego. Everyone's in sandals and stuff. I'll give a little look-see.
Adam Klug. Rex Ryan has entered the chat.
Yeah, good one.
All right, we'll come back. We got some Legion tickets to give away, and we're getting you ready for a round table coming up at the top of the hour.
How nasty his feet are, dude.
And I think I have the worst.
He's shown them like on his TNT show with the guys. He's like taking off his shoes and going, look.
God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I think I have the worst hourly sponsor read I've ever seen here.
But we love them.
Oh, no, it's not the sponsor. It's just the copy that I've gotten. But I guess I got to do it. So when we come back, Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Didn't get any basketball in really there in the Rondo report, Paulie.
I'm so sorry.
Didn't you have all day yesterday? You could have done
it? I did. I talked a little basketball, and Paulie kind of gave me the evil eye, so I had to move on.
Where are we at in the series?
So Mavs destroyed the Clippers last night, 123-93. The interesting part of that game is if the Clippers lose Game 6, it is their final game ever as the home team, at least, at Crypto.com Arena, because they're moving to their new Inglewood Intuit Dome next season. And if they don't win and force a Game 7, they're done. It's over. And they didn't have Kawhi, and Paul George was not good. James Harden was not good. So Mavericks can close out that series at home in Game 6. Celtics closed out the Heat last night with a 118-94 win. Of course, they didn't have Jimmy Butler for the series, so everyone expected that. Boston moves on. They will face the Cleveland-Orlando winner. That game is 3-2 in favor of the Cavs right now as they try to win on the road, Magic will try to force a game 7 at home in that series. But the most interesting one is Sixers-Knicks still.
Yeah, no Padres tonight. I'll watch that game tonight.
Yeah, Sixers-Knicks.
Is that game
6? Game 6 back in Philly, where the controversy has been too many Knicks fans in Philadelphia. Yeah. They've been taking over the arena, and everyone's wondering, well, where are the Sixers fans? Why are there so many thousands of Knicks fans coming to the games?
MSG South.
And so what I saw this, so what Philly did, the Sixers did, is they bought 2,000 of their own tickets and distributed them to like first responders and stuff for the game tonight. Specifically, I believe, to try to keep the Knicks fans who have been a problem in their own arena out for the elimination game 6 tonight. So,
wow.
That's probably the most interesting game this evening with a limited baseball schedule and no Padres game tonight that I'll be looking at Knicks Sixers as the highlight of my sports day. Mm. Are you still following the NHL playoffs? You've been doing a better job than I have.
Yeah, my beloved Dallas Stars have taken the lead in the series 3-2, Ben, over the Vegas Golden Knights. So
I was just in Vegas. They are crazy for that
team. They are.
Like everybody I was playing in that golf tournament, they were talking. Every group was talking, oh, the Knights in the playoffs, are they going to win tonight? They love that team in Las Vegas. They absolutely love it.
Boston-Toronto tonight. Boston's leading 3-2. That's been a pretty gnarly series.
Kings were eliminated last night by the Oilers, yep. 4-1 as well. So no more SoCal teams in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Pretty awesome.
There's your postseason update quickly. As I mentioned, we do have a couple of tickets to the SD Legion to give away. They are home this Sunday against the Dallas Jackals. Do they love Dallas? Do they talk a lot of Dallas Jackals on sports radio in Dallas in the Metroplex? Do you remember?
I didn't know they had a team.
Yeah, they've got a rugby team. They're taking on the Legion Sunday at Snapdragon Stadium. And if you're the fifth caller right now at 833-288-0973, we'll give you a pair of tickets. See the Legion and the Jackals square off in Mission Valley. You can get your own tickets by going to SDLegion.com, San Diego's rugby team. And then you've got another playoff game, right? On, is it Friday or Saturday? Friday night. Seals against Albany. Tomorrow night. Albany.
Yeah, the New Albany York. Firewolves. Terrified.
Beat them in the regular season.
Yep. I'm just
on the road. So.
Yep. Just terrified.
But this is not an elimination game. This is first game of best of three semifinals for the NLL playoffs.
You know, the interesting part, if we win, let's say we win tomorrow at home, and then we lose in Albany. Game 3, the final game, is on Mother's Day.
Oh.
I told Hannah I might have to work a Seals game on Mother's Day. She goes, I don't care. So I'm in shape. I'm in good shape.
Yeah. Mother's Day is more of a morning holiday.
Yeah.
At least in my house.
It's kind of like a brunch. You do it in the morning.
Sweating that
you do it in the morning, but by night, it's like, okay, we've moved on to something else.
And we've had so many rainouts with our adult bowl this year. My commissioner texted me yesterday and said, any chance you guys can play on Mother's Day? I said, absolutely. Get away with going to a Seals game on Mother's Day. Hey, I'm going to go play 9 with the fellas.
First.
Yeah, first.
And then go.
Dead man. I mean, dead man walking. Father's Day, double middle finger. I'm going to play baseball today. No problem. Mother's Day, I'm going to go play baseball. It's not going to fly. But, so I'd like to, honestly, I'd love to win, you know, 2 in a row and not have to worry about it, Benny.
All right. I see the callers are calling in. We're going to take our final timeout. When we come back, we can look ahead a little bit.
Why don't you set the table for the round table?
Well, no, we got a throwback Thursday.
All right, we can do that too.
And we haven't spun the topic wheel in a while,
so
we have a few minutes. We can do that as well. Last segment of Ben and Woods next here on 97.3 The Fan. I see the colleagues, the co-workers starting to trickle in for the round table. San Diego round table, pizza, Padres round table, commercial free. Coming up in just 23 minutes from our sound space. Is everybody here today?
I don't know what the roster looks like today. I have no idea.
Only one that I'd be concerned about is Tony Gwynn Jr. Did they leave after the game yesterday? Are you seeing Arizona? Are they flying today because it's an off day?
I heard they were going to start
staying home
at least one extra night. Like typically they would travel right after the game on Wednesday. But
right.
I know if it's a close, not a super far flight, they're going to just do that on Thursday afternoon.
I did see Don getting on a bus.
That would lead me to believe that they left right after the game.
And they
Tony
drive
is
to
then
Phoenix.
In Arizona.
We're not that. We haven't We haven't gotten that far
yet. You know what? We're coddling these guys.
You're coddling these guys too much. Shilton there with that boat propeller.
That was funny. You reposted. So the Oakland A's
are
literally the major league Cleveland Indians. They got the best, nastiest closer in baseball.
The A's are 2.5 games out of first place with the game's best closer and an owner trying to run them out of town. We've seen this movie before. I was dead. What a brilliant tweet from
Mark Kotze playing the role of Lou Brown this season.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a great tweet from Travis Sawchick yesterday. 26,000 likes, 3,000 retweets for Travis. That was a really good one. Really, really good one. But, yeah, they're pretty impressive.
The end of the season, you'll all be given your outright releases.
Yep. That's Kotze.
I mean, me?
For them, yeah, even you, Dork. For them, though, it's like, what, 3 more years of weird limbo? Like, they're going to be all Sacramento
limbo, yeah.
And it's just so freaking weird.
But they're playing pretty well
now. They are. They're not the rollover team.
Well, I think I saw Tyler Nevin has as many home runs as Manny Machado,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy,
with
man.
Four. So, yeah, good for the Oakland/Sacramento/Las Vegas A's on remaining competitive despite everything going on.
Pods did leave yesterday, so I would imagine Tony Gwynn Jr. is not going to be joining us.
Good today. To know. I got a long list of topics that should take us through an entire hour, no problem. We're going to check traffic when we come back. Paulie's got a throwback Thursday moment for us that includes Eric Hosmer in this one, or at least a discussion of such.
Yeah, an unexpected name drop there.
All right, that's coming up next after traffic at 97.3 The Fan. We went to some phone calls earlier this week, and sometimes they just get off topic. Sometimes Woods takes his clothes off during the middle of the show. Oh, you're putting on your polo for the, guess what? I've got it on, too. We can be twinsies today.
Do not have it on. I'll be out of here.
So we have no moral opposition to taking phone calls. The problem is that when someone tries to hijack the show and take it in a direction that we don't really necessarily want it to go in, and we don't have a screener to tell them, okay, yeah, you can join the guys, but keep it on topic, keep it short.
Even then,
get your point,
and
let's go.
Once they get on the air, they can do whatever.
That's true. We can't stop you.
You don't need to mention that you were at Lane Field. It's fine.
So, right. Paulie's got a moment. This was 2 years ago, Paulie.
2 years ago today, and you can hear the way the clip starts, the vibes are high, because as we tend to do, we had just gotten off on some tangent, and I believe it was about wedding crashing.
Okay.
And maybe there was a story in the Ryan Report, something about wedding crashing. And we started, hey, if you have ever crashed a wedding or maybe somebody crashed your wedding, I think that would be a great story. We'd love to hear it. And we got a couple of calls and we're rolling. And we said, all right, let's go next up here is Dave.
I forgot about this.
And Dave did not have
any
intention about talking about wedding crashing parties or anything of that sort.
Fainting stories or wedding wrecker stories, 833-288-0973. Let's see what is this. Dave, you're on the air with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
Well, I'm screaming.
I'm okay. Oh. I hated those stupid rumors about trading Hosmer. And last year, the slump was team-wide. They had a meltdown after the All-Star break. Right. And I'm a big Eric Hosmer fan. Big, big, big. And ooh, they were making me mad. And I was calling John Kinsler about it. And I was, I know Eric Hosmer's a dang good baseball player. And during that 16-game perfect defense record, that was good.
Did you ruin a wedding, though, Dave? That's the word. No, are you okay? That's fine. No, it's good.
What's
good.
That?
Big.
Good.
Big.
There's a take that really held up well the last couple of years.
Very, very
big.
Very.
That Eric Hosmer
fan. That was the origin of that drop.
That was good.
Is that in the Rinder Report?
Yeah. Yes.
That was good.
Love that dude, man. Dave, I hope you're listening. I hope you're happy.
Just maybe stay on topic.
Loved his enthusiasm.
Big.
I mean, oh, wedding crashing. Call us in. Let's know. Dave, what
I hated that. Talk about trading. I'm like, what in the world?
I'm okay. Oh. I hated those stupid rumors about trading Hosmer. And last year,
the only thing stupid was they didn't do it sooner.
Oh. spicy, man. Very spicy.
Wow, we got some topic wheel time here.
It's been ages, man.
It's been a long time since we spun the topic wheel. I think this will be a nice buffer between us and the round table when we get back to a full hour of Padres.
Get us
talk.
Nice and yeah. Lice and lubed up here. I don't know what I just said.
What is your least favorite holiday?
Least favorite holiday. Well, we know Pauly loves Memorial Day.
Hey, your there's no big day's party coming like up.
Pauly's Memorial Day blowout.
Every year he's like, God, I love Memorial Day. I'm like,
lounging
why?
By the it's pool, a sad maybe go day to of Vegas, remembrance. Whatever
yeah, yeah.
he can do
yeah,
to celebrate
just
on Memorial Day.
Yeah. If you missed that, my wedding anniversary always lands right around Memorial Day weekend. We get the 3-day weekend.
It's very fitting.
Every year. So I said it and then I didn't. Fully play it out in my head, and I go, "Oh wait,
oh,
mind.
I love Memorial Day." Do you? You know who does? You know who doesn't? All of the people that laid down their lives for this country.
Yes,
Pauly.
I think I'm going to agree with your significant other, Megan. She's in the chest. It's just New Year's Eve.
Terrible.
It's really. One. I mean, it's just random. It just happens to be that day. But we every single year, when you think about it, is a New Year's Eve. It's 1 year from the day it was a year ago. It's just the calendar all changed. We just have to buy new calendars and start all over again. It's not really that fun. And no one, I don't want to stay up until midnight anymore.
No,
but
I don't.
The 9 o'clock one on the East Coast, that's stupid too. What do they do on the East Coast? Do they celebrate a six, like something that's 3 hours ahead in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean if they don't want to stay up? I don't even understand that. I think New Year's Eve is a good call.
Worst, yeah. It's a
least favorite word. Holiday.
Yeah. I can get behind
I see that. A lot of Valentine's days in the chat.
Somebody said we already did this one. That also
oh, did we?
Surprise
least
me.
Favorite holiday? Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't remember.
No, I don't remember anything.
You are not obligated to remember our conversations either.
Let me go ahead and delete that one.
All right. And spin again.
11 more minutes of this?
No, nine. Only nine.
True. Don't even remember putting this one in there. What grammatical error annoys you the most?
Now you're speaking my language. Oh, Pauly. Yes.
I mean, mine's easy.
I have 40 of them.
Do
so
you?
Strap
can I
in.
Go first?
Go
then?
Ahead.
Your.
Okay, that's
standard. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E mm-hmm. versus Y-O-U-R. When people get it wrong, drives me crazy. It's so simple. It's either you are... Or your, as it belongs to you. It's your
right.
Your car. Or it's you are dumb. You're dumb.
Looser.
Apostrophe.
You're a looser.
Looser.
It's not a looser.
Is that a grammatical error or just a spelling error?
No, it happens all the time. Especially from Dodger fans. Oh, the Padres are losers. I see it once.
Looser than what?
Yeah, looser than what? That's a really, really the your I mean, Hannah... I made a mistake in one of our early text threads to each other, and I corrected it immediately, and she was like, I legit was going to delete your number because I did the wrong your and your, and I'm like, oh, sorry, did that wrong. I caught it immediately.
It reflects poorly.
It does. It does. That is, but loose, the looser is, trader is a good one, T-R-A-D-E-R. I've seen that one before. That guy's a trader, like stocks yeah. or bonds or...
A lot of people mess up. Dessert and desert.
That's a good one.
Dessert has the two S's. Jeter says, try being foreign. I do get that. The English language makes no sense. Like, why, when you have more than one goose, it's geese.
Right, not gooses.
But when you have more than one moose, it's mooses.
No, it's meese.
That doesn't make any sense. How can you teach someone English when the rules make no sense whatsoever?
You're talking to a father that is trying to teach his six-year-old how to read, and he's reading things, and he's looking at this and goes, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I know. This
you're
is,
right.
This is one you just have to memorize now. You have to.
The one that I can't get right, and it drives me crazy because I'd like to get it right, I still don't know the difference between further and farther.
I
really have trouble with that one.
Don't they both work?
I don't know.
Is it one of those weird ones in...
Mud has corrected me a couple of times on less than or fewer.
Fewer than.
I do know that one. Fewer is like a specific number, like six fewer.
Yeah.
runs than they scored before, and less is like, I have less water in this cup than you do. But I do understand that one, even though I occasionally make that error, but I still don't know what the difference between further and farther is.
Satan's Blowfish says, explain colonel to me. Colonel. I was playing I was playing a video game, and I got bumped up to colonel. And I yelled out with my buddy in college, oh, nice, I made colonel. And he has never let me forget it. Now, I knew it was colonel. It just came out the wrong way. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But, yeah, it's hard, man. You're trying to teach a kid how to read, and he's grinding through words and trying to sound them out. I'm like, forget it. This is one you need to remember.
Gray says, effect and effect. Yeah,
I think I got that
I
one.
Usually that one get that one pretty well.
I mean, all right. I guess it depends. Like, what the question is, what grammatical error annoys you the most? Is that's like the one that you see if somebody were to text it to you that bothers you? That one bothers me because I don't know sometimes.
Well, so here's what I think I told you this about 6 months ago. I'm having a real hard time lately with apostrophes. Like, massive.
Well, when a word ends with an S and do you put it at the end or not, I have trouble with that one too.
That I've had to Google before I send a tweet and been like, did I get this right? I sent one recently.
Your last name is Woods. With an S.
Yes.
So Woods is whatever was W-O-O-D-S apostrophe.
There's no S after the second S.
And you say it like Woods. You say Woods's.
Woods.
But there's no apostrophe S.
Woods's kids? Woods.
Woods kids.
No. Woods kids?
Woods's kids.
Woods's kids. Stevens kids.
I need to go back and
I change things so they don't have an S at the end, so I just know that I can do the apostrophe S.
I've done it in tweets. I have a really... I would like to go back to like community college for a semester and just do grammar because I've lost any skills I had. I have lost it completely. So I'll send a tweet, and I'm like, that's wrong. I know it's wrong. Completely wrong. And it happens to me all the time. Well, it's Woods with an apostrophe after the S.
If something belongs to you,
us or me.
Woodses. You're the Woods family.
We're the Woods family.
The Woods family. You're not the Woodses. Well, we're going over to the Woodses for dinner.
We're going over to the Woods house?
I would say that we have
right.
The Woodses. Woods.
Woodsies. We're going to Woodsies.
We're going to Woodsies.
So hard, dude. So
we're going to go see Stephen and Hannah.
Yeah,
tonight.
Stephen and Hannah.
And their children, Bo and Taylor.
Which will never happen.
Which is true.
Nobody's ever been invited.
No one ever gets invited to the Woods'
and they never
house.
Will. And they never will.
All right, one more spin.
Did you read
and
all your
be
liners,
good to go.
Ben?
Oh, no. I forgot the
oh,
liner.
You
hadn't
done the
That's
one?
Right.
All right, strap in for this one.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Liberty Mutual. Hi, we're comparing insurance agency. Never heard of us? We know, but to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agents three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent, local agent, local agent. Find us at comparinginsurance.com. Can I just say like Liberty Biberty or Limu Emu or something if we're going to do Liberty Mutual? Local agent, local agent, local agent. There, I've got it. I did it.
Great job.
Thanks.
Speak your grammar. What word are you tired of hearing?
Cringe.
It's not bad.
Him.
I'm him.
Oh, he's him. Is he?
You can't ever stop saying him, though. That's just a common
just
word.
Just the way it's been used.
Yeah.
Real Lock says, you're wasting time with your stupid topic wheel. Yeah, bud, we got an hour of Padres talk coming up next, so I don't know what to tell you. Change the station. Right? I mean, I'm over it at this point. Like, what do you want me to do?
Ooh, Therapist Sam, woke.
Woke. Yeah, God, it's tired. Everything is tired.
I mean, whatever you kind of believe in, the word woke is definitely... terrible and way overused now.
Yeah, cringe happens a lot on social media. That's cringe.
I don't like it. It's more of a phrase now, but I keep hearing you used to say
tip your hat to the pitchers. A good one. Yeah,
I'm tired of that one. Good one.
Yep.
You used to hear people say like, "Oh, it's giving creeper vibes." Now people just say it's giving creeper.
They do?
Yeah,
I have not heard that. They really
instead,
do.
Like you're insinuating
youngsters.
The word vibes.
Wow.
But, and I every time I hear that, I go, ooh.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's giving creeper. You're giving perv.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Ben's giving pervy.
I did not know that. I had no idea that that was actually a thing. That sucks.
Very weird.
Yeah, it is like weird. It. All right. We out of here yet?
I still got another minute.
Let's just just meditate for a moment and prepare ourselves for a roundtable for the next hour. If you do want me to tease just a little bit of what's coming up on the roundtable.
Ben gives weird kid.
We will be evaluating.
Well, Somebody said beloved. Beloved will never go away.
We just heard from Jeff Passan this morning that the Padres are one of the biggest disappointments in baseball this season. I am actually planning on asking everybody, though, what has been the most pleasant surprise for you this Padres season? And what has been the biggest concern through 1 month, essentially 1 month slightly plus, of the baseball season? I think there are multiple candidates. I think, you know, obviously Xander Bogaerts has been a concern, and he'll probably get some votes. But in terms of pleasant surprises, I think there's definitely a number of options that you can choose on the San Diego Padres. So we'll be discussing that, and I will have a seventh-inning stretch. Our non-Padres-related question will be bug-related after the bee incident.
How much time did you guys do on the bees yesterday?
Very little.
All right, good.
I think it came, do this was the letting him throw out the first pitch, we thought.
They made him his own baseball card now.
Now, really? Of course they've overdid it.
Yeah, as they've overdid it.
All right, roundtable is coming up next. We'll talk to you, Ben and Woods, tomorrow morning at 6 on 97.3 The Fan. I see the colleagues, the co-workers starting to trickle in for the roundtable. San Diego Roundtable Pizza, Padres Roundtable, commercial free. Coming up in just 23 minutes from our sound space. Is everybody here today?
I don't know what the roster looks like today. I have no idea.
Only one that I'd be concerned about is Tony Gwynn Jr. Did they leave after the game yesterday? Are you seeing Arizona? Are they flying today because it's an off day?
I heard they were going to start
staying home
at least one extra night. Like, but typically they would travel right after the game on Wednesday. But
right.
I know if it's a close, not a super far flight, they're going to just do that on Thursday afternoon.
I did see Don getting on a bus.
That would lead me to believe that they left right after the game.
But
and
they
that
drive
Tony
to
is
Phoenix.
Then in Arizona.
We're not that. We haven't gotten that far
yet. You know what? We're coddling these guys.
You're coddling these guys too much. Shilton there with that boat propeller.
That was funny. You reposted. So the Oakland A's
are
literally the major league Cleveland Indians. They got the best, nastiest closer in baseball.
The A's are 2.5 games out of first place with the game's best closer and an owner trying to run them out of town. We've seen this movie before. I was dead. What a brilliant tweet from
Mark
Travis.
Mark Kotze playing the role of Lou Brown this season.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a great tweet from Travis Sawchick yesterday. 26,000 likes, 3,000 retweets for Travis. That was a really good one. Really, really good one. But, they're pretty impressive.
The end of the season, you'll all be given your outright releases.
Yep. That's Kotze.
I mean, me?
For them, yeah, even you, Dork. For them, though, it's like, what, 3 more years of weird limbo? Like, they're going to be all
Sacramento limbo, yeah.
And it's just so freaking weird. So
but they're playing pretty well
now. They are. They're not the rollover team.
Well, I think I saw Tyler Nevin has as many home runs as Manny Machado,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy,
with
man.
Four. So, yeah, good for the Oakland/Sacramento/Las Vegas A's on remaining competitive despite everything going on.
Pods did leave yesterday, so I would imagine Tony Gwynn Jr. is not going to be joining us.
Good to know. I got a long list of topics that should take us through an entire hour, no problem. We're going to check traffic when we come back. Paulie's got a throwback Thursday moment for us that that includes Eric Hosmer in this one, or at least a discussion of such.
Yeah, an unexpected name drop there.
All right, that's coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. We went to some phone calls earlier this week, and sometimes they just get off topic. Sometimes Woods takes his clothes off during the middle of the show. Oh, you're putting on your polo for the, guess what? I've got it on, too. We can be twinsies today.
Do not have it on. I'll be out of here.
So we have no like moral opposition to taking phone calls. The problem is that when someone tries to hijack the show and take it in a direction that we don't really necessarily want it to go in, and we don't have a screener like to tell them like, okay, yeah, you can join the guys, but keep it on topic, keep it short.
Even then,
get your point.
Once
and
they
let's
get on
go.
The air, they can do whatever.
That's
they
true.
Want.
We can't
you
stop
need,
you.
You don't need to mention that you were at Lane Field. It's fine.
So right. Paulie's got a moment. This was 2 years ago, Paulie.
2 years ago today, and you can hear the way the clip starts. The vibes are high because as we tend to do, we had just gotten off on some tangent, and I believe it was about wedding crashing.
Okay.
And maybe there was a story in the Rhino Report, something about wedding crashing. And we started, hey, if you have ever crashed a wedding, or maybe somebody crashed your wedding, I think that would be a great story. We'd love to hear it. And we got a couple of calls, and we're rolling, and we said, all right, let's go. Next up here is Dave.
I forgot about this.
And Dave did not have
to
any intention about talking about wedding crashing parties or anything of that sort.
Fainting stories or wedding wrecker stories, 833-288-0973. Let's see what is this. Dave, you're on the air with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. How are you?
Well, I'm screaming.
I'm okay. Oh. I hated those stupid rumors about trading Hosmer. And last year, the slump was team-wide. They had a meltdown after the All-Star break. Right. And I'm a big Eric Hosmer fan. Big, big, big. And ooh, they were making me mad, and I was calling John Kinsella about it, and I was, I know Eric Hosmer's a dang good baseball player, and during that 16-game perfect defense record, that was good.
Did you ruin a wedding, though, Dave? That's the word.
Who cares about
that? No, all right, okay. That's fine. No, it's good.
What's
good, good.
Big.
Good. Big.
There's a take that really held up well the last couple of years.
Very, very,
big.
Very.
That Derek Hosmer
fan. That was the origin of that drop.
That was good.
Is that in the Rhino Report?
Yeah. Yes.
That was good.
Love that dude, man. Dave, I hope you're listening. I hope you're happy.
Just maybe stay on topic.
Loved his enthusiasm.
Big.
I mean, oh, wedding crashing. call us in. Let's know. Dave,
I hated that. Talk about trading. I'm like, what in the world?
I'm okay. Oh. I hated those stupid rumors about trading Hosmer. And last year,
the only thing stupid was they didn't do it sooner.
Spicy, man. Very spicy.
Wow, we got some topic wheel time here.
It's been ages, man.
It's been a long time since we spun the topic wheel. I think this will be a nice buffer between us and the round table when we get back to a full hour of Padres.
Get us nice and lice and lubed up here. I don't know what I just said.
What is your least favorite holiday?
Least favorite holiday. Well, we know Pauly loves Memorial Day.
Hey, your
there's
big
no
day's
party
coming
like
up.
Pauly's Memorial Day blowout.
Every year he's like, God, I love Memorial Day. I'm like,
lounging
why?
By the
it's
pool,
a sad
maybe go
day
to
of
Vegas,
remembrance.
Whatever
yeah.
he can do
yeah,
to celebrate
just
on
having
Memorial
a bowl.
Day.
Yeah. If you missed that, my wedding anniversary always lands right around Memorial Day weekend. We get the 3-day weekend.
It's very fitting.
Every year. So I said it and then I didn't. Fully
day.
Play it out in my head, and I go, "Oh wait,
oh, I
mind.
Love Memorial Day." Do you? You know who does? You know who doesn't? All of the people that laid down their lives for this country.
Yes,
Pauly.
I think I'm going to agree with your significant other, Megan. She's in the chest. It's just New Year's Eve.
Terrible.
It's really. One. I mean, it's just random. It just happens to be that day. But we every single year, when you think about it, is a New Year's Eve. It's 1 year from the day it was a year ago. It's just the calendar all changed. We just have to buy new calendars and start all over again. It's not really that fun. And no one, I don't want to stay up until midnight anymore.
No,
but
I don't.
The 9 o'clock one on the East Coast, that's stupid too. What do they do on the East Coast? Do they celebrate a six, like something that's 3 hours ahead in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean if they don't want to stay up? I don't even understand that. I think New Year's Eve is a good call.
Worst, yeah. It's a
least favorite
one.
Holiday.
Yeah. I can get behind
I see
that.
A lot of Valentine's Days in the chat.
Somebody said we already did this one. That also
oh, did we?
Surprise
least
me.
Favorite holiday? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We don't remember.
No, I don't remember anything.
You are not obligated to remember our conversations either.
Let me go ahead and delete that one.
All right. And spin again.
11 more minutes of this?
No, nine. Only nine.
True. Don't even remember putting this one in there. What grammatical error annoys you the most?
Now you're speaking my language. Oh, Pauly. Yes.
I mean, mine's easy.
I have 40 of them.
Do
so
you? Can I go
in.
First?
Go
then?
Ahead.
your.
Okay, that's
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E versus Y-O-U-R. When people get it wrong, drives me crazy. It's so simple. It's either you are or your, as it belongs to you. It's your,
right,
your car. Or it's you are dumb. You're dumb.
Looser.
Apostrophe.
You're a looser.
Looser.
It's not a looser.
Is that a grammatical error or just a spelling error?
No, it happens all the time, especially from Dodger fans. Oh, the Padres are losers. I see it once.
Looser than what?
Yeah, looser than what? That's a really, really, the your, I mean, Hannah, I made a mistake in one of our early text threads to each other, and I corrected it immediately, and she was like, I legit was going to delete your number, because I did the wrong your and your, and I'm like, oh, sorry, did that wrong. I caught it immediately.
It reflects poorly.
It does. It does. That is, but loose, the looser is, trader is a good one, T-R-A-D-E-R. I've seen that one before. That guy's a trader. Like stocks or bonds or...
A lot of people mess up. Dessert and desert.
Desert. That's a good one.
Dessert has the two S's. Jeter says, try being foreign. I do get that. The English language makes no sense. Like, why, when you have more than one goose, it's geese.
Right. Not gooses.
But when you have more than one moose, it's mooses.
No, it's meese.
That doesn't make any sense. How can you teach someone English when the rules make no sense whatsoever?
You're talking to a father that is trying to teach his six-year-old how to read, and he's reading things, and he's looking at this and goes, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, I know. This is one you just have to memorize now. You have to.
The one that I can't get right, and it drives me crazy because I'd like to get it right, I still don't know the difference between further and farther.
I
really have trouble with that one.
Don't they both work?
I don't know.
Is it one of those weird ones in...
Mud has corrected me a couple of times on less than or fewer. I do know that one. Fewer is like a specific number, like six fewer runs than they scored before.
Yeah.
And less is like, I have less water in this cup than you do. But I do understand that one, even though I occasionally make that error. But I still don't know what... the difference between further and farther is.
Satan's Blowfish says, explain colonel to me. Colonel. I was playing I was playing a video game, and I got bumped up to colonel. And I yelled out with my buddy in college, oh, nice, I made colonel. And he has never let me forget it. Now, I knew it was colonel. It just came out at the wrong way. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But, yeah, it's hard, man. You're trying to teach a kid how to read, and he's grinding through words and trying to sound them out. I'm like, forget it. This is one you need to remember.
Gray says effect and effect.
Yeah, I think I got that
I
one.
Usually that one get that one pretty well.
I mean,
all right.
I guess it depends. Like, what the question is, what grammatical error annoys you the most? Is that's like the one that you see if somebody were to text it to you that bothers you? That one bothers me because I don't know sometimes.
Well, so here's what I think I told you this about 6 months ago. I'm having a real hard time lately with apostrophes. Like, massive.
Well, when a word ends with an S and do you put it at the end or not, I have trouble with that one, too.
That I've had to Google before I sent a tweet and been like, did I get this right? I sent one recently.
Your last name is Woods. With an S.
Yes.
So, Woods is whatever. Was W-O-O-D-S apostrophe.
There's no S after the second S.
And you say it like... Woods. You say Woods's.
Woods's.
But there's no apostrophe
kids.
S.
Woods's kids? Right? Woods.
Woods kids.
No. Woods kids?
Woods's kids.
Woods's kids. Stevens kids.
I need to go back and
I change things so they don't have an S at the end, so I just know that I can do the apostrophe S.
I've done it in tweets. I have a really... I would like to go back to like community college for a semester and just do grammar because I've lost any skills I had. I have lost it completely. So I'll send a tweet... And I'm like, that's wrong. I know it's wrong. Completely wrong. And it happens to me all the time. Well, it's Woods with an apostrophe after the S.
If something belongs to you,
us or me.
Woodses. You're the Woods family.
We're the Woods family.
The Woods family. You're not the Woodses. Well, we're going over to the Woodses for dinner.
We're going over to the Woods house?
I would say that we have
sound.
Well, the Woodses.
Woodsies. We're going to Woodsies.
We're going to Woodsies.
So hard, dude.
We're going to go see Stephen and Hannah.
Yeah,
tonight.
Stephen and Hannah.
And their children, Bo and Taylor.
Which will never happen.
Which is true.
Nobody's ever been invited.
No one ever gets invited to the Woods' house.
And they never will.
All right, one more spin.
Did you read
and
all
should
your
be
liners,
good to go.
Ben?
Oh, no. I forgot the
liner.
You
hadn't done the
That's
one?
Right.
All right, strap in for this one.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Liberty Mutual. Hi, we're comparing insurance agency. Never heard of us? We know, but to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agents three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent, local agent, local agent. Find us at comparinginsurance.com. Can I just say like Liberty Biverty or Limu Emu or something if we're going to do Liberty Mutual? Local agent, local agent, local agent. There, I got it. I did it.
Great job.
Thanks.
Speak your grammar. What word are you tired of hearing?
Cringe.
It's not bad.
Him.
I'm him.
Oh, he's him. Is he?
You can't ever stop saying him, though. That's just a common
just
word.
The way it's been used.
Yeah.
Real Lock says, you're wasting time with your stupid topic wheel. Yeah, bud, we got an hour of Padres talk coming up next, so I don't know what to tell you. Change the station. Right? I mean, I'm over it at this point. Like, what do you want me to do?
Ooh, Therapist Sam, woke.
Woke. Yeah, God, it's tired. Everything is tired.
I mean, whatever you kind of believe in, the word woke is definitely terrible and way overused now.
Yeah, cringe happens a lot on social media. That's cringe.
I don't like it. It's more of a phrase now, but I keep hearing you used to say
tip your hat to the pitcher is a good one. Yeah,
I'm tired of that one. Good one.
Yep.
You used to hear people say like, "Oh, it's giving creeper vibes." Now people just say it's giving creeper.
They do?
Yeah.
I have not heard that. They really
instead,
do?
Like you're
you
insinuating
youngsters.
The word vibes.
Wow.
But and I every time I hear that I go, ooh.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's giving creeper. You're giving perv.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Ben's giving pervy.
I did not know that. I had no idea that that was actually a thing. That
very,
sucks.
Very weird.
Yeah, it is like weird. It. All right. We out of here yet?
I still got another minute.
Let's just just meditate for a moment and prepare ourselves for a roundtable for the next hour. If you do want me to tease just a little bit
of
what's
taste.
Coming up on the roundtable.
Ben gives weird kid.
We will be evaluating.
Well, somebody said beloved. Beloved will never go away.
We just heard from Jeff Passan this morning that the Padres are one of the biggest disappointments in baseball this season. I am actually planning on asking everybody, though, what has been the most pleasant surprise for you this Padres season, and what has been the biggest concern through 1 month, essentially 1 month slightly plus, of the baseball season. I think there are multiple candidates. I think, you know, obviously Xander Bogaerts has been a concern, and he'll probably get some votes. But in terms of pleasant surprises, I think there's definitely a number of options that you can choose on the San Diego Padres. So we'll be discussing that. And I will have a seventh-inning stretch. Our non-Padres-related question will be bug-related after the bee incident.
How much time did you guys do on the bees yesterday?
Very little.
All right, good.
I think it came do this was the I'm letting him throw out the first pitch, we thought.
They made him his own baseball card now.
Now, really? Of course, they've overdid it.
Yeah, as
they've
always
overdid
do.
It. All right, roundtable is coming up next. We'll talk to you, Ben and Woods, tomorrow morning at 6 on 97.3 The Fan.